A Wedding at Cana, Lebanon, 2007. He said, "It is terrible what happens. And so, Mr. Tom, do not forget me." An old-fashioned ring, pop tunes, salsa, salsa, the techno version of Beethoven's Fifth, Firouz singing How Love Has Arrived. That's what he heard after they dropped the bombs, his ambulance crawling through smoke, while cell phones going off here, 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 kept ringing. How the rubble buried bodies, still living relatives, kept calling to see who had survived. And when he dug through concrete scree, scorched black, still smoking from the explosion, squadrons of jets droning overhead, houses blown to rebar, he saw cell phones' display lights flashing from incoming calls. And when he flipped the covers, saw phone camera pics, pics of kids, wives, dads, single, grouped, some wearing silly party hats, scenes of hilarity compacted on the screen. It was not good, he said, to have to take the phone out of the body part pocket. Hello? No, no, he's here, right here, but not. And then he'd have to explain. And so he stopped answering. A soft-spoken young man, studying engineering, only moonlighting as an ambulance driver. He stood at the crossroads where Jesus turned water into wine, and where, rising out of rubble, floating down the cratered street, bride and bridegroom came walking in the heat, and as they came, the wedding guests held up cell cameras clicking, when the couple climbed waving into Trust Taxi blazoned on the car's rear windscreen. The muezzin's nasal wail began to blare all over town, and the pair drove off to ululating shouts and cries, firecrackers kicking up dust in the square. The show over, we got back into our car, our tires crunching over rubble. As I sat there, rubber-necking at a burned-out tank, he shrugged. All this, how embarrassing. And I hope this is the story you are after.